Elephant in the Sky by Heather A. Clark, narrated by Sabrin Rock and Matthew Edison, in loving memory of GAC. Chapter 1. Nate.
I want gum. Not the gross kind that Mom has in her purse. I need the awesome, sticky pink gum. Or the purple kind. That's good, too. The yummy Hubba Bubba stuff that lets you blow a bubble so big it sticks to your whole face when it pops. One time last summer, I blew my best bubble ever. It took 4 pieces, and it was so amazing because it went in my eyes and all over my hair, and Mom was mad. I knew right away because her face was all blotchy and red, and she kept biting her lip when she used ice to get it all out of my hair. I'm going to get pink gum. No, I want purple. Or maybe orange. Want to come? I asked my best friend, Noah. He lives 4 doors down from me in the blue house, and we do everything together. Our favorite thing is swimming, but Mom says we can't do that anymore because summer is over and the pool is closed. So instead, we ride our bikes, as long as we have sweaters on, because it's starting to be cold. Noah, I repeat. He is ignoring me. Do you want to come? Noah shrugs. He doesn't look away from the Wii game he's playing in my bedroom. It's tennis, our favorite. I thought I wanted to play with him, but then I started and it kept hurting my eyes, so I stopped. And now I want gum, anyway. How are you going to get it? Noah asked me. His eyes stay on the screen. There's gum at the store, lots of it. I'll bike. Noah shrugs. He doesn't care about my gum, but I want it. I need to have it, even though I know I shouldn't go to the store by myself. I pause for a minute. I feel bubbles in my belly, the kind that come when I know Mommy will be mad, and I feel hot. I always feel hot right after the belly bubbles. I push past Noah and the Wii remote he's still holding. I need to get to my dresser fast before I start sweating. The sweating happens after I feel hot. I rip off my sauce-stained sweatshirt. Dad made spaghetti when he picked me up from school for lunch. It's Friday, and he said we could have a special treat. So I picked spaghetti. But then I didn't feel like eating it, so I used it to paint rocket ships on my belly. I thought Dad would think I was creative and smart, but Dad just seemed mad when he saw my rocket ships. I tear open my top drawer. I pull out the first t-shirt I can find. It's red. I wish I wore that at lunch. Maybe Dad wouldn't have seen the spaghetti sauce. I put the red t-shirt on. I'm still hot, and I'm sweating now, too. I pull off my track pants, so I'm wearing just the red t-shirt and my Spider-Man underwear. They are totally my favorite underwear. They are from Santa, and I still believe in him, even though everyone at school says he's not real. I think about putting on some shorts, but I am too hot, and the belly bubbles are getting bigger. I need gum. Orange gum.
You're going out there like that? Noah asks. Don't you think your mom will be mad?
I know he's right. Mommy will be mad. But shorts will make me too hot.
Oh, I know what to do.
I will put on another pair of underwear. The blue ones. They will cover up my Spider-Man real underwear. I am smart for coming up with this solution. Mommy will be happy. She likes it when I think of my own ways to solve my problems. But then something does not feel right on my insides. I don't know why. I think it is because the red shirt is too tight and it is pressing on my belly bubbles. I yank it off and pull out all of my shirts from the drawer. I try on a yellow one. It's scratchy. I switch it for an orange one. Mommy says it is faded and way too small for me and needs to be thrown out, but I will not throw it out no matter what. I love it because it says Grandpa loves me, and I don't see him anymore. It was the last present he gave me, so I will wear it forever. The orange Grandpa shirt is too tight on my arms. It hurts, so I try every other shirt in the drawer. Nothing works. I'm hot anyway, so I decide that wearing 2 pairs of underwear is kind of like wearing a bathing suit, and summer wasn't that long ago. I need my gum. I run to my door and listen. I know my big sister Grace is in her room pretending to do homework, and she will tell Dad if she knows I'm going to get gum. She always tells on me.
Dude, you gotta make a run for it if you're gonna get gum. Just go already, would you?
Noah gives me a little push. I look back at him. I'm not sure I should go anymore. I don't know what to do. I cannot seem to think, and my brain feels all fuzzy.
What if they find out?
I ask Noah. I do not want Mommy or Daddy to be mad at me, but I need to get the gum. I have to have the gum.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?